just having fun, man. You know, we're just having a blast. Sometimes you just got to look it in the face and call it what it is. Dixon's getting mad at me. I get it. Says, I can't stand Taylor Swift. I could give a rat's butt about Taylor. Only an hour left to get you on Full Tilt. Is Dixon calling in? Go ahead. Anybody can call in at any time. Not a lot of people do it because we have the text line nowadays. But give me your score predictions tonight. I got Thursday Night Special coming up. The bottom of the hour. I just wish so badly the Broncos would win this game for so many reasons, Angel. For so many reasons. I think Isaiah Pacheco is going to be, I don't know, he's going to be on danger watch here. Be careful, Broncos. But Travis Kelce will...
You ever done anything dangerous?
Yeah. We got Russ. Who's he throwing to? Is Jerry Jeudy gone yet? Is he still a Bronco?
No, but it seems the Colts have placed a few phone calls.
I'll take a number one pick and a number two. I'll take a first round pick and a number and a second round pick.
You're gonna tell that to the team that wanted three firsts for Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah.
I don't think Ursay is very liberal with his draft pick.
Why am I asking a stupid question? Jonathan Taylor, what ended up with that?
Running back? He re-signed for like 3 years.
We'll take Jonathan Taylor in a first round pick.
You better give me Javonte then.
Okay.
Jeudy and Javonte for Jonathan Taylor and
a first round pick. Come on.
This isn't Madden, Brady. But you can't just build a trade however you want.
Give me a call, Broncos. Sean.
George.
Give me a call. I'll help you guys through this.
Walton Penner, whoever's
Jerry
up there.
Jerry Jeudy is the best receiver in this generation. We just suck. We don't know how to use him. Imagine if you got him, though. Then you'd trade us Jonathan Taylor, and we'd make him suck, too, so you wouldn't have to worry about competition. We'd make him terrible, so you got the best receiver ever. And you give us a first-round pick, and we'll probably, you know, screw that up, too. Dixon Tay-Tay is living rent-free in Brady's dome. Brady, you need to step up and shake it off.
Ah, get it.
See,
Taylor Swift reference.
You got to lean into it because it's so absolutely ridiculous. You just got to lean into it. And this is the first time the Taylor Swift stuff has really, since she was here in Denver, has really come back at us.
I think there's a lot of bad blood here.
Is that a Taylor Swift song? Hey, that's a fun game. Hooligans, use a Taylor Swift song to predict the result tonight. Can you do that? Is there enough crappy songs that she wrote that would make it seem like the Chiefs would beat the Broncos?
I mean, I knew you were trouble when you walked in, so.
So maybe that would be like, hey, Travis Kelce, Broncos looking at Patrick Mahomes. I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
But are you ready for it?
Yeah. See, you could use a lot of these to make your prediction tonight.
You know the Broncos mascot's a white horse.
Yeah.
She has a song called White Horse.
Okay. You have to translate all of this to me. I'm not a
14-year-old
girl.
Maybe the Broncos are just feeling a little fearless tonight.
Is that another? I'm just going to assume for the next 30 seconds or so, everything out of your mouth, Angel, is somewhat of a Taylor Swift song.
It's like Travis Kelce has become the anti-hero of the NFL.
I hate you and who you
it's
are.
It's almost like she's just like enchanted by the NFL audience.
You guys are letting Angel crack all these right now.
I mean, we could go back to December and the last time the Chiefs and Broncos played, and they lost.
Which was that? Is that the name of a song?
Back to December.
Okay.
I don't know about the Chiefs, but I think the Broncos may have had a cruel summer with Sean Payton.
Yeah, I thought there already was a cruel summer song.
That is a song.
But did she remake it?
I don't think so.
Oh. Dixon says going to be closer than people think. I don't know if that's a Swift song. Going to be closer than people think? Honestly, could be. Chiefs 51, Broncos 6. Come on. Be realistic. They ain't gonna be 51-6. I don't think so. No. That's not gonna happen. So give me predictions.
Yeah, I think with Pacheco and Kelce, it's gonna be a death by 1,000 cuts.
Hmm. It's another one, huh?
Maybe a little deja vu as well.
She's not very creative. These are all just sayings.
Don't blame me, Brady. I didn't write the song.
Is that a song?
Yes.
Oh, man. It's just crazy. I'm really bummed, though. I was kind of wanting to do that segment earlier, Angel, and talk about the possibility of Bigfoot. And here we are. It was just a tourist thing. Do you think one of the poll questions I do soon, it won't be sports related, but who believes in Bigfoot? Are you a believer? Not a believer. Believer.
Oh, God, no. Bigfoot, yeah, I've always kind of had an interest in American folklore and urban legends and cryptids and those kind of things.
You think he's out there?
I think so. I wouldn't blame him if he's just like, yeah, humans, I'm good. I don't need to mess with
them. Well, he can hide. We haven't discovered all. I mean, we know where the forests are, but we aren't in there.
I mean, I think he knows the forest better than any of us do.
Yeah, there's
better
so
than
many
Mark
trees,
Johnson,
man.
Or Cody Tucker, even.
Those guys couldn't even go in there and track them.
Mm-mm.
There's so many trees.
He could be in any of them.
I mean, and there's more trees as we go here because people keep planting them. I just planted one. I'm a part of what's keeping him hidden. B-Rad, Angel, you need to calm down. I'm guessing.
I don't know if that's one.
The way he worded it, he put it in quotes.
Oh, okay. I think by the third quarter, the Broncos are going to be saying, is it over now?
Stickman, I already sent this to Tanner, but here are her songs. Why do you have to be so mean? Why the bad blood? Look what you made me do. Go Chiefs 38-17.
Might be a blank space on that scoreboard tonight.
We score. We're going to score a point. Well, we have to score more than one. We'll at least score two. That's a safety. I don't know. Maybe something, you know, you slow down Isaiah Pacheco. You slow down Travis Kelce. You slow down Patrick Mahomes.
Maybe Bigfoot needs to take a bit of advice from Taylor and come out of the woods a little bit. Out of the woods, yep.
Well, that's a connection. Oh, you know, that's cool. She's singing about Bigfoot. Who do you think's going off tonight for the Broncos? Who do you think's going to have a good game tonight for the Broncos? Your silence tells it all. I'm trying to think.
Nick Bonino. Yeah. I liked what I saw from him on Sunday.
Enough to create a win for the Broncos?
Patrick off his stance a little bit. But then, oh, there's Kelce sitting right where he needs to be.
Well, that's the thing. Bonino might break through, but Mahomes has this ability. When you think he's down, he finds ways to step up, step out, step left, right, move around the pocket. He's always keeping plays alive. I don't think the Broncos are disciplined enough.
No, and this is why we can't have nice things.
Mm-hmm. I started something bad, didn't I?
It's the first time I've done this. It's fun.
Well, I what?
Making puns on the fly.
I'm surprised some of the hooligans are going with this. You know? But you might as well.
I mean, would you rather take two field goals or two touchdowns to start the game?
Is that a song?
Because two is better than one.
Okay. Well, what is Kelce's thing? Two things at once. Because he's the Pfizer guy now?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Pfizer.
He got the shots, and now he's getting paid a lot by Pfizer, probably. A lot of controversy surrounding that because Aaron Rodgers called him out, said Mr. Pfizer or whatever, and I think Kelce handled it well. Hey, here's the thing.
I don't think in his wildest dreams he would have imagined that Rodgers would have called him out like that.
His wildest dreams, the one. How about you, Sam, and I? You do a sentence, and I will tell you. I'll try to figure out what the actual song is.
I mean, you're losing me here, Brady. I don't know.
Well, she seems like the I don't know kind of person, but losing me?
Okay. You're losing me.
Man, these songs sound like they're all very unique and not about the same thing at all.
If you're frustrated about the streak to the Chiefs, I think you need to calm down.
Calm down, that was B-Rad. He gave me the cheat sheet on that one. These are very...
I think if you could pull off an upset tonight, it would be a story that is sweeter than fiction.
Upset. Sweeter than fiction.
There you go.
God, she's like a unicorn princess or something, man. Come on, guys.
She's almost like a superstar Superman.
Is that a song?
Both of them.
Both of them.
Yes.
Are two different songs?
Yes.
Oh.
But don't make her too sad because you might see some teardrops on her guitar.
Oh, that's old That's country, Taylor, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Say beautiful.
I'm just saying. Dixon's like, she lives rent-free in my head. Yeah, tonight when I'm watching the game, it's going to make me very upset.
But soon you'll get better.
Yeah. I'll be very upset watching this game when it pops up, and that's what's happening. And that's why I talk about it. I talk about things that bother me. I talk about things that irritate me. That's part of talk radio. So I will do it. You guys, okay, we've opened it up. The turnout of this game will be nothing new. Red will dominate. The Broncos won't be able to shake it off. And the best day will be when the Broncos have the first pick. This is me trying to be positive for the Broncos. Well done.
I feel like relieved. I got all that out now.
Yeah, you had a lot of pent up Taylor Swift stuff going on there. Broncos stand a chance here, Angel?
I am imagining this game playing out in my head, and I'm seeing the Broncos keep it close at half. They get into the third quarter, maybe they take a lead, and you start to get a semblance of hope, and then it's gone.
How gone?
As in, oh my God, Patrick Mahomes just did a left-handed pass through his legs over to Travis Kelce, and he ran it down the field, lateral to Pacheco, and it's a touchdown.
Now it's a 10-point game, or?
13.
Oh. So you do not think.
And then Broncos get the ball to start the fourth quarter. 3-0.
Fumble.
3-0.
Okay.
Not that mean.
Oh, yeah.
Look what you made me do.
And then the Chiefs go score again, and it's?
Field goal.
20-point game. Oh, yeah. Okay. So now it's 16-point game.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos score. Come back, score.
Interception in the red zone.
And then the Chiefs just whittle it down from there.
Yep.
16-point win.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be watching Nuggets preseason sooner than we thought. Going up against Chi-Town. Hey, do you remember this, Angel? I don't know. Are you done with this, by the way?
The Taylor stuff?
Yeah. No, yeah. Are we good? Did we get that all out?
I'm good.
Do you remember, or you don't, but I do remember this, a listener of mine who is a Wyoming fan, who hates my Wyoming picks all the time. Do you remember this, guys? Hooligans out there. When you had a situation with Troy Calhoun, and who was the coach at the time? Christensen for Wyoming? I mean, that was a wild situation.
Yes! Right, look at me, Mr. F***ing Howdy Doody!
So Christensen for Wyoming, this was 2012. I think the Wyoming Cowboys ended up losing that game. I think they were up by 10. Basically accused Troy Calhoun and one of his players of faking an injury so as to slow the game down. And Christensen goes off and talks about the ethics and just absolutely goes off on the team. And then when Calhoun comes over, like, what's up, man? Just keeps going off. And he calls him Mr. Howdy Doody. That does not seem like that long ago, but I know Craig Bohl's been the head coach for quite some time. But play it again. Yeah, it was crazy when this happened.
Yeah, right, look at me, Mr. F***ing Howdy Doody.
And it was way worse than that, too. Every other word out of his mouth was the F-bomb. Your ethics are bad, and then F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F-F as he's screaming at a student athlete.
Yeah, right, look at me, Mr. F***ing Howdy Doody.
Yeah, keep that in the coffer there. Wild. Air Force Wyoming coming up this weekend. I'm excited. Ready to go. 20 minutes after the hour, we'll see if we can catch up with Jesse Kurtz of the Mountain West Network. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Best Nuggets podcast is back at 1310KFKA.com. A pickaxe to grind with Brady Hull on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, we've got lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, Jesse Kurtz. Jesse, let me just get right into it. Who's the best team in the Mountain West Conference right now as we're talking? Because we're going to find out later for sure. But right now, in your mind, Jesse.
All right, man. I'm going to throw you a curveball right now.
Okay, okay.
I'm in full basketball mode, baby. I'm in Vegas. So what are we talking about?
Let's do basketball then. Right now, let's do who is the top team going into the season in your mind?
It's San Diego State.
Yeah.
It's San Diego State. But I will say this, after spending the last couple of days with New Mexico, Boise State, and Nevada, and talking to Steve Alford and Richard Pitino and Leon Rice, I'm not going to be shocked if one of those teams win this league. They are loaded. They are experienced. And they have some big-time scores. So I wouldn't be shocked if any of those three finish ahead of San Diego State. But San Diego State's the overwhelming favorite in this league. Got 25 of the 31 first-place votes. So, San Diego State, until you knock them off, is the team. But don't be shocked one bit if one of those other three teams don't win this league running away. Go ahead.
Well, New Mexico is interesting, too, because last year they were so much fun to watch. And every game I watched with New Mexico, I'm like, why are they not better? But they're so fun. They should bounce back this year and have a real shot to be at the top of the Mountain West.
Well, it comes down to being able to defend. They're the top scoring team in the league. Jamal Mashburn Jr., Jalen House were terrific scorers. Odese Morris was a really good complement player. He's gone, but they added Jamal Baker, a kid from Fresno. Fresno State was their top scorer, scored like 48 points, hit 10 three-pointers in the game. He'll help them in that respect. He's a guy that's been around since the seventh year of college basketball, has played at Arizona, has played at Fresno State, has played at Kentucky, and now he's made his way in his seventh year of college basketball to play for Richard Pitino. So those three together makes for a dangerous scoring threesome. Question is, are they going to be able to defend? Are they going to be able to hold teams down just enough to outscore them? And I think Richard Pitino would admit that's where they're going to win or lose games. But you're right, that's a really fun team to watch. And as I'm standing here in Vegas, I just watched Isaiah Stevens walk out of a room in his uniform. You talk about exciting guys. Preseason Player of the Year is announced today. What they have in Fort Collins is the real deal. And the sixth year, Isaiah Stevens is pretty fun to watch as well.
He's a special player, special individual too. What is kind of, obviously Isaiah Stevens getting the well-deserved recognition, but as far as the rest of the Mountain West, and for you, for example, Jesse, when you look at CSU, do you see them bouncing back? Now, they didn't have the season they would have liked last season. However, their final game of the season in the tournament against San Diego State, they gave the Aztecs all they could handle. It was a close game. They ended up losing by three, but I think that surprised a lot of people. What do you think for Colorado State going into this season?
It's going to be hard to crack the top four, and that's just credit to those top four. But I do think that CSU is right in the mix to finish 5 or 4, and few things go your way, you could finish in the top three. Look, when you have the best player in the league, and I don't even think it's a question who it is, it's Isaiah Stevens. When you have that guy that can be a game changer, look no further than what he did in Vegas last year, just single-handedly bringing the Rams back to beat the Running Rebels. I think they'll be good. And look, they have a lot of unknowns, but what Nico Medved has been able to do is bring in guys that have had success at different levels, right? Patrick Cartier, a guy that came as a D2 All-American, inserts him to be a very good player. They're bringing in the Scott kid from Black Hills State, who was the RMAC Player of the Year. Again, another Division II guy, an All-American, a Player of the Year that they're going to probably lean very heavily on. Then you bring in a couple of transfers. Nick Clifford from Colorado, mm-hmm. played at Boulder. He's going to be a player for them. And then Javonte Johnson, a kid that was a starter for the University of New Mexico, another Colorado kid, played at Cheyenne Mountain High School. They're going to insert him. So he's got guys that have come back to Colorado where it means something to play well, to build that program back into an NCAA tournament team where they were a couple of years ago. So I think they have the pieces. The question is, do those pieces all mesh well together? That will define where they finish. But Colorado State is in the top half of one of the best leagues in the country in the Mountain West. So they're going to be right there. A few things fall their way, they very easily could be right back in an NCAA tournament conversation.
Getting me excited about basketball, especially in this Mountain West conference. Jesse, taking some time out during the Vegas portion of Media Days or the basketball portion of Media Days there in Vegas for basketball. There is a pretty good football game happening this weekend, Jesse, that I am saying is must-see television. But before I get there, who's the best football team in the Mountain West Conference?
I'll answer it the same way that I did last week. The best resume is the University of Wyoming. You know, being undefeated, that says something. But I think it's the University of Wyoming. And the reason I think that, you beat two ranked teams and you played Texas to a draw after three quarters. That speaks to me. You beat App State. You beat Texas Tech. You beat a previously unbeaten Fresno State. That is the best resume. So if you're asking me today who the best team is, I think it's the University of Wyoming. Now, I do think that Air Force has a heck of a chance and a heck of an opportunity ahead of them. And I do think, if you're asking me today, I think Air Force wins the game. And I think it's because Air Force is not going to back down from the physicality. You're playing at home. Air Force has been very, very good at home. It's very hard to win on the road. Look at Fresno State. I do think that Air Force, if you're asking me to handicap the game, which I'm not in the business of doing that would cost me my job. I think Air Force is probably the favorite to win the game. But I'll tell you, I think that Wyoming right now has the best resume in the Mountain West. And if this was the end of the season today, I think that would be the team that would be the team that represents the Mountain West in a New Year's Six game. Now, Air Force has a chance to take that away from them here in a couple of days at Falcon Stadium, but it's hard to argue what Craig Bull and company have done here this season.
It is, and it's interesting. I'm glad you say it, because I do think that there are some people that look at this, and I've kind of been looking at it as, is this Wyoming's chance to prove it? But you're coming at it saying this is Air Force's chance to prove it. And again, their schedule hasn't been great, but they've been blowing them out for the most part, save for maybe Sam Houston. But I like how you're saying that, because I think that there's a lot of Wyoming fans that would agree with you, Jesse, that it's Air Force, the ones that need to prove they're the best, not Wyoming so much.
Well, and I think that's what both locker rooms are doing, right? Hey, nobody expects you to to win this game. Everyone thinks Air Force is going to win this game. There's a 10-point favorite, which is too much, by the way. This is an Air Force team that is undefeated, and there's no one's giving you a chance. And then if you're in the Air Force locker room, saying, "Hey, this Wyoming team, God, everyone's talking about them. They're the ones that have the ranked wins. They're the ones that have beaten Fresno State." So you got to play it on both sides if you're in the locker room, and the us against the world mentality. So I think you have to come at it from that standpoint. But super, super impressed with what Craig Bull has done here with this group up in Laramie this season.
Jesse, in your mind, I was talking about this yesterday. My producer brought it up, Angel, with Craig Bull. If Wyoming wins this game, maybe they even crack the top 25 at some point. Maybe by winning this game, they do that. We'll see. Would you look at Craig Bull and putting him on some kind of top 10 list for Coach of the Year?
Top five.
Yeah.
Literally, again, they're not beating South Dakota and McNeese State. They're beating Texas Tech,
yeah.
App State, Fresno State. They beat Air Force. Like, they're beating teams that are right there in the 25 to 40 range consistently. So yes, I would 100% put a Craig Bull on the short list through the midseason as a guy that should be in the conversation for Coach of the Year if they go down to Colorado Springs and beat the Falcons.
Now, this game, I cannot wait for this one, Jesse. We won't keep you much longer, my friend. Appreciate you. Huge game, Wyoming Air Force. Looking forward to that. CSU has Boise State. We'll see if the Rams can bounce back, too. But a good slate of Mount West games. I'm going to be looking out for your coverage of all things basketball there, Jesse. Nobody better when it comes to coverage of this Mountain West Conference. So keep up the great work, my friend, and safe journeys back home.
Yeah, appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. So he says Wyoming. Jesse's saying Wyoming is the best team, and it's Air Force that has to prove it. Do you concur, Angel? Angel?
Yeah, I think everyone knows what Air Force is going to do, and it's up to them. Can you do it consistently, or can you stop them?
Yeah, I see, and I'm going Air Force hasn't played anybody, but they're dominating everybody. 5-0 means a lot. This is a hell of a... I'm so glad it worked out this way, that we're going to get a chance to find out. Big one this weekend, though. Air Force playing host to Wyoming. Air Force is a 10.5-point favorite, though. All right, 35 minutes after the hour. Thursday night special. It's on life support. I lost again last week. I won 2 weeks ago. Got to get one. I'd be two out of my last three. Tonight is huge. Do I pick with my heart? Do I pick with my head? Do I pick with my gut? What do I do? It's coming up next. Chiefs, Broncos, Thursday night special. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, we've got lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, Jesse Kurtz. Jesse, let me just get right into it. Who's the best team in the Mountain West Conference right now as we're talking? Because we're going to find out later for sure, but right now, in your mind, Jesse.
All right, man, I'm going to throw you a curveball right now.
Okay, okay.
I'm in full basketball mode, baby. I'm in Vegas, so what are we talking about?
Let's do basketball then. Right now, let's do who is the top team going into the season in your mind?
It's San Diego State.
Yeah.
It's San Diego State. But I will say this, after spending the last couple of days with New Mexico, Boise State, and Nevada, and talking to Steve Alford and Richard Pitino and Leon Rice, I'm not going to be shocked if one of those teams win this league. They are loaded. They are experienced. And they have some big-time scores. So I wouldn't be shocked if any of those three finish ahead of San Diego State. But San Diego State's the overwhelming favorite in this league. Got 25 of the 31 first-place votes. So, San Diego State, until you knock them off, is the team. But don't be shocked one bit if one of those other three teams don't win this league running away.
New Mexico is interesting, too, because last year they were so much fun to watch. And every game I watched with New Mexico, I'm like, why are they not better? But they're so fun. They should bounce back this year and have a real shot to be at the top of the Mountain West.
Well, it comes down to being able to defend. They were the top scoring team in the league. Jamal Mashburn Jr., Jalen House were terrific scorers. Morris Udeze was a really good complement player. He's gone, but they added Jamal Baker, a kid from Fresno. Fresno State was their top scorer, scored like 48 points, hit 10 three-pointers in the game. He'll help them in that respect. He's a guy that's been around the seventh year of college basketball, has played at Arizona, has played at Fresno State, has played at Kentucky. And now he's made his way in his seventh year of college basketball to play for Richard Pitino. So those three together makes for a dangerous scoring threesome. Question is, are they going to be able to defend? Are they going to be able to hold teams down just enough to outscore them? And I think Richard Pitino would admit that's where they're going to win or lose games. But you're right. That's a really fun team to watch. And as I'm standing here in Vegas, I just watched Isaiah Stevens walk out of a room in his uniform. You talk about exciting guys. Preseason Player of the Year is announced today. What they have in Fort Collins is the real deal. In the sixth year, Isaiah Stevens is pretty fun to watch as well.
He's a special player, special individual, too. What is kind of, obviously, Isaiah Stevens getting the well-deserved recognition, but as far as the rest of the Mount West, and for you, for example, Jesse, when you look at CSU, do you see them bouncing back? Now, they didn't have the season they would have liked last season. However, their final game of the season in the tournament against San Diego State, they gave the Aztecs all they could handle. It was a close game. They ended up losing by three, but I think that surprised a lot of people. What do you think for Colorado State going into this season?
It's going to be hard to crack the top four, and that's just credit to those top four. But I do think that CSU is right in the mix to finish 5 or 4, and few things go your way, you could finish in the top three. Look, when you have the best player in the league, and I don't even think it's a question who it is, it's Isaiah Stevens. When you have that guy that can be a game changer, look no further than what he did in Vegas last year, just single-handedly bringing the Rams back to beat the running Rebels. I think they'll be good. And look, they have a lot of unknowns, but what Nico Medved has been able to do is bring in guys that have had success at different levels, right? Patrick Carter, a guy that came as a D2 All-American, inserts him to be a very good player. They're bringing in the Scott kid from Black Hills State, who was the RMAC Player of the Year. Again, another Division II guy, an All-American, a Player of the Year that they're going to probably lean very heavily on. And then you bring in a couple of transfers. Nick Clifford from Colorado, mm-hmm. played at Boulder. He's going to be a player for them. And then Javonte Johnson, a kid that was a starter for the University of New Mexico, another Colorado kid, played at Cheyenne Mountain High School. They're going to insert him. So he's got guys that have come back to Colorado where it means something to play well, to build that program back into an NCAA tournament team where they were a couple of years ago. So I think they have the pieces. The question is, do those pieces all mesh well together? That will define where they finish. But Colorado State is in the top half of one of the best leagues in the country in the Mountain West. So they're going to be right there. A few things fall their way, they very easily could be right back in an NCAA tournament conversation.
Getting me excited about basketball, especially in this Mountain West conference. Jesse, taking some time out during the Vegas portion of Media Days the basketball portion of Media Days there in Vegas for basketball. There is a pretty good football game happening this weekend, Jesse, that I am saying is must-see television. But before I get there, who's the best football team in the Mountain West Conference?
I'll answer it the same way that I did last week. The best resume is the University of Wyoming. You know, being undefeated, that says something. But I think it's the University of Wyoming. And the reason I think that, you beat two ranked teams and you played Texas to a draw after three quarters. That speaks to me. You beat App State. You beat Texas Tech. You beat a previously unbeaten Fresno State. That is the best resume. So if you're asking me today who the best team is, I think it's the University of Wyoming. Now, I do think that Air Force has a heck of a chance and a heck of an opportunity ahead of them. And I do think, if you're asking me today, I think Air Force wins the game. And I think it's because Air Force is not going to back down from the physicality. You're playing at home. Air Force has been very, very good at home. It's very hard to win on the road. Look at Fresno State. I do think that Air Force, if you're asking me to handicap the game, which I'm not in the business of doing that would cost me my job. I think Air Force is probably the favorite to win the game. But I'll tell you, I think that Wyoming right now has the best resume in the Mountain West. And if this was the end of the season today, I think that would be the team that would be the team that represents the Mountain West in a New Year's Six game. Now, Air Force has a chance to take that away from them here in a couple of days at Falcon Stadium, but it's hard to argue what Craig Bohl and company have done here this season.
It is, and it's interesting. I'm glad you say it, because I do think that there are some people that look at this, and I've kind of been looking at it as, is this Wyoming's chance to prove it? But you're coming at it saying this is Air Force's chance to prove it. And again, their schedule hasn't been great, but they've been blowing them out for the most part, save for maybe Sam Houston. But I like how you're saying that, because I think that there's a lot of Wyoming fans that would agree with you, Jesse, that it's Air Force the ones that need to prove they're the best, not Wyoming so much.
Well, and I think that's what both locker rooms are doing, right? Hey, nobody expects you to to win this game. Everyone thinks Air Force is going to win this game. They're the 10-point favorite, which is too much, by the way. But this is an Air Force team that is undefeated, and there's no one's giving you a chance. And then if you're in the Air Force locker room saying, hey, this Wyoming team, God, everyone's talking about them. They're the ones that have the ranked wins. They're the ones that have beaten Fresno State. So you got to play it on both sides if you're in the locker room, and the us against the world mentality. So I think you have to come at it from that standpoint. But super, super impressed with what Craig Bohl has done here with this group up in Laramie this season.
Jesse, in your mind, I was talking about this yesterday. My producer brought it up, Angel, with Craig Bohl. If Wyoming wins this game, maybe they even crack the top 25 at some point. Maybe by winning this game, they do that. We'll see. Would you look at Craig Bohl and putting him on some kind of top 10 list for Coach of the Year?
Top five.
Yeah.
Literally, again, they're not beating South Dakota and McNeese State. They're beating Texas Tech, App State, Fresno State. They beat Air Force. Like, they're beating teams that are right there in the 25 to 40 range consistently. So yes, I would 100% put a Craig Bohl on the short list through the midseason as a guy that should be in the conversation for Coach of the Year if they go down to Colorado Springs and beat the Falcons.
Well, this game, I cannot wait for this one, Jesse. We won't keep you much longer, my friend. Appreciate you. Huge game, Wyoming Air Force. Looking forward to that. CSU has Boise State. We'll see if the Rams can bounce back, too. But a good slate of Mountain West games. I'm going to be looking out for your coverage of all things basketball there, Jesse. Nobody better when it comes to coverage of this Mountain West Conference. So keep up the great work, my friend, and safe journeys back home.
Yeah, appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. So he says Wyoming. Jesse's saying Wyoming is the best team, and it's Air Force that has to prove it. Do you concur, Angel? Angel?
Yeah, I think everyone knows what Air Force is going to do. And it's up to them. Can you do it consistently, or can you stop them?
Yeah, I see. And I'm going. Air Force hasn't played anybody, but they're dominating everybody. 5-0 means a lot. This is a hell of. I'm so glad it worked out this way. That we're going to get a chance to find out. Big one this weekend, though. Air Force playing host to Wyoming. Air Force is a 10.5-point favorite, though. All right, 35 minutes after the hour. Thursday night special. It's on life support. I lost again last week. I won 2 weeks ago. Got to get one. I'd be two out of my last three. Tonight is huge. Do I pick with my heart? Do I pick with my head? Do I pick with my gut? What do I do? It's coming up next. Chiefs, Broncos, Thursday night special. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Had to do it. Time to get back on track, Mr. Thursday. I'm not messing around anymore. Picks are going to be no longer, you know, a little bit of my heart creeping in there. We're going to use logic, and logic tells you that the Chiefs should blow the Broncos out tonight. It's at home for Kansas City. Kansas City is leaps and bounds better than Denver. Denver has, I mean, they're in a fire sale mode. Jerry Jeudy will be gone soon, within a couple of days. Beginner's luck, if the Broncos get blown out, do we blow out VJ? No, I don't think so. Not yet. I think he'll probably finish the season. I mean, Chiefs, that's what they do. They score a lot. What did we learn today? We didn't come in with that, Angel, so I don't even know what's up and what's down and what's left and right. I mean, scary. What are we? Where are we? What day is this? Now we're back. Thursday night special threw you off, didn't it?
But remember, you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the
battle. Is it a new clock?
Well, I can't manipulate it too much.
I just thought it blew your mind that I picked the Broncos to get blown out.
No, you told me that 3 hours ago.
No, I know. But theater of mind, Angel. Theater of mind. People think I don't make the pick until, like, right then. And then you're just that good of a producer that you just ruined the image. What did we learn today? I learned that embellishing in hockey is flopping. That's what I learned. Angel, what'd you learn?
Yeah, I learned that too. Learned a little bit from the UNC OC about his mentality and kind of echoing a lot of what Ed Lamist already told us and the steady process of this team rebuilding, and we'll see what happens on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I got picks tomorrow. This Broncos pick is Thursday night special and the picks part of it. And a lot of people were coming at me over the weekend, Angel. It's time to get right because I'm tired of the crap. You know,
had a few weeks of that.
Getting mad. No, last week I was all right. How'd you do? You cheat, though. You don't do it as hard as I do.
I don't cheat. I'm just stick to what I do.
You can't say I'm picking them to cover or to. If you pick a team to win and they're the dog, it doesn't count if they just cover.
I don't pick them to win.
Yeah, but you've given yourself credit before, where if you take a team to cover to win and then they just cover, you take credit for that.
No.
Yeah.
I only pick for covers.
You guys, 2 months ago, you, Brian, and Tanner were going through that.
We discussed this. It's more complicated when you do win but not cover or cover but not win.
That's how it's done in gambling, bro.
Just cover. If they covered the spread, they would have won the game.
Do you think the Broncos will cover? Okay, let's just pretend. And I know you're picking the Broncos not to cover the spread. But if you take the Broncos to win, let's say you take the Broncos to win tonight, but they just cover, you would not get that. That would not go in the win column.
I understand that. That's why I don't pick them to win. I pick covers.
Nah, you've always been doing it, bro.
All of my things are covers.
No. 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 You even told me that like 2 weeks ago. You didn't understand how it worked.
Yeah, because I didn't know how we were going to be doing it, and then you're changing it now.
You do
I thought
it.
We were always doing it.
No.
Okay, if it's a pick and we don't have a spread.
If you pick, you either take the cover, like I'm taking the Chiefs to cover. Yeah. But if I were to take the Broncos to win tonight and they just covered, that is an L. That is in the L column. That is how it works.
Going back here to September 22nd, I had CSU cover against Middle Tennessee. They covered. I had CU covering against Oregon. They didn't
cover.
Did
you have them winning or?
No, it's a CU with a C, and then that means CU covers.
Yeah. You were not clear on that.
Miami
on the podcast.
Covering 6.5 against Denver. It did that. At Air Force covering 6 against San Jose State. It did that.
Yeah.
I don't pick winners. I pick covers.
Well, but there are times where you guys didn't understand. Go back and listen to the podcast because I came in and I told all three of you guys you were wrong. All right. That's how it is. No, we got to go here. Moneyline. It's Moneyline. If you take Moneyline, that means you pick the team to win or lose. If you take points, you take points. It's how it works, buddy. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it for Football Friday. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.